This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, hit the center. Haniger going back. He's at the track, right to the wall. He will turn and watch it fly. And there's the first run of 2019. A tremendous shot off the bat of Stephen Piscotty.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And welcome back to the Coliseum, where the A's beat the Yankees by the final of 6-2. Three-run bottom of the first for the A's was electric, as after the Yankees had taken the lead on the home run by Gary Sanchez in the top of the inning, with two out and Grossman on base, the A's then went back-to-back with the home runs by Olson and Canna, and they would add a single run in the bottom of the second and two more in the sixth inning. The Yankees made it 6-2 on the home run by Judge in the eighth, but the A's continue a great run, and now the number is starting to go on and on. The A's are 4-1 on the homestand. They've won five of their last six overall. They're 11-5 in August. They're 19 games over 500 for the season. And the A's, as we've been saying, pull into a tie, a virtual tie for second in the wild card standings along with Tampa Bay. And this was a good night for scoreboard watching because the Rays lost and Cleveland lost. And the Athletics are just a game and a half behind the top wild card. And they're eight back behind the Astros. The Astros won again. They beat the Tigers tonight. The A's trail Houston by eight games in the division. The acquisitions of Homer Bailey and Tanner Roark, the two veteran starters, paying dividends for the A's as Bailey pitched well for the fifth time. He's made seven starts for the A's. Five of them have been really good. And the reason is ERA is inflated because of the two games at Wrigley Field and also in Houston. But Bailey, against a very tough lineup, of course, 5 2/3 innings, seven hits, a run, no walks, eight strikeouts to get win number 11 combined between the Royals and the Athletics. And he's now 4-2 in those seven starts as an Athletic. So the A's win it, and game two of the series coming up tomorrow at 7:05. Reminder, the A's Clubhouse Show is presented by your Northern California Lexus dealers. Experience amazing. When we come back, Chris Townsend will pick up the coverage. Again, the final, the A's 6 and the Yankees 2.
When you become a 2020 member of A's Access, you can start enjoying your benefits today. As the A's push toward the postseason for the second straight season, you'll receive $10 prepaid parking, general admission access to the ballpark, and 50% off concessions when you join A's Access. That's right. Starting at $33 a month for 12 months, you get access to every swing, every catch, and every game for the 2020 season, as well as the rest of the 2019 season. All A's Access memberships come with our widely popular discounts, 50% off concessions, 25% off merchandise, and $10 prepaid parking. Plus, you'll get general admission access to every game. The process is simple. Just visit athletics.com/access and get started building the membership that works for you. A's Access. All swings, no strings. Visit athletics.com/access today. This is A's Clubhouse.
What a week it has been for the Oakland Athletics after taking 3 of 4 from the Houston Astros, getting a day off and hosting the Bronx Bombers. They take down the Yankees 6-2 here at the Coliseum. What a great night. We'll take your phone calls at 510-897-1322. That's 510-897-1322. The voice of summer joins me. He's back in the press box. I'm in the treehouse. Ken, what a fun game tonight.
The mayor of the treehouse. How'd it go out there tonight for you, man?
I literally loaded A's Cast on over 50 phones tonight.
I like
that.
That's good to hear.
It was unbelievable.
That's great.
So many A's fans coming out because I did the hit with Cara at the end of the first inning, and so many fans, you know, it's great, you know. just getting to interact with the fans, and they want to be a part of this, and they want to take in as much as they can. And A's Cast is what, you know, you do a podcast, Taking Effect, all the different stuff that they do. They want to hear it, and the fact that they haven't been able to get it has been driving them nuts, and the fact that they so many are leaving the ballpark tonight with it, with A's Cast now, they're very gracious and very happy all around, whether it was on the field with the win or what we did with A's fans tonight here in the treehouse. It was a total success.
See, that was appropriate that you did that tonight, because I read somewhere or heard on, I think on the radio today, that today is National Radio Day. So whatever you can do, I think, to help the cause over there, Chris, that's a good thing. But, you know, it really was. It was a good game. And the A's, they don't back down from the Yankees. They have a lot of confidence when they play the Yanks. And, you know, the A's have that confidence, I think, against everybody. But if you look at what the A's have done, Chris, since the middle of July of 2012, the A's are 19-7 at the Coliseum against the Yankees. And over the same stretch, home or away, Coliseum or Yankee Stadium, the A's are better than 500 against the Yanks. So this ball club plays with a lot of confidence when they play against the Yankees. And a great illustration of that was what they did when they bounced back in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, and you think about how hot they are at 36-17 since June 17th. Let's go over those highlights. Because, yes, the Yankees did get on the board first in the first inning.
Sanchez came off the IL on the 10th of August, having been out with a left groin injury. Now the delivery, and that swung on and drilled to left center. Way back, Canna will just take a look, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead. No doubt. Number 28 for Gary Sanchez. A line shot about 20 feet to the right of the 388 mark. 1-0 New York in the first.
Now for the Yankees, they have now scored a run in 209 consecutive regular season games, and that is the third longest streak all time, just behind the 78-79 Brewers, who scored in 212 straight. And then, Ken, I think this was a pretty good run. The Yankees in 1931 to 1933, they scored a run in 308 games straight.
Yeah, they were pretty good back then. Of course, the A's weren't too bad in the late 20s and early 30s either.
I see that. I mean, you don't get shut out for 308 games. Yeah. That's multiple seasons. That's unreal. But the A's, they would come back in the bottom half of the first, and this was a rope right out of the ballpark.
Herman comes to the belt and throws, and it's drilled to right down the line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is fair, and the A's take a 2-1 lead. An absolute laser to right inside the foul pole. Number 26 for Olsen, and 2-1 A's in the bottom of the first.
Well, here we go. You know, it started off with the Yankees getting a bullet dead center, and now Olsen comes through with a home run for the Athletics. And, you know, both these teams have a lot of power, so we'll see how tonight turns out.
You know, being out, Ken, with the fans in the treehouse, you just felt everybody go, oh, after that home run, because Sanchez hits that home run, and you go, boy, is this going to be one of those Yankees hitting a lot of home runs? And as soon as Olsen hit that, you could tell a different vibe in the ballpark.
And that's Matt Olsen, too, coming through for this club. And defensively had a great night, you know, out in the field as well, Chris. So if you're looking at someone who's going to turn a ball game around in a hurry in the first inning, he's a pretty good guy to pick.
And then, of course, you cannot say enough about what Mark Canna has meant to the Athletics in 2019.
Four home runs for Matt in his last nine games. Now Herman throws and swung on, hit to right center, up the alley. Judge is going back, turning. He'll watch it fly. And Canna has hit it out. And the A's go back to back. And it's 3-1 Athletics.
And then the A's would get a cushion with Stephen Piscotty in the sixth.
And here's the 0-2 pitch. They lead from second and third. On the way and swung on and hit into left field for a base hit. That'll score Olsen. Canna's the third. They'll hold it. Now it's bobbled and left by Maven. And scoring is Canna. And two runs score. And the A's take a 6-1 lead. Olsen was going to score, of course, easily from third. Matt Williams had the red light for Canna as he reached third base. Been able to score without a throw. and the A's lead 6-1, a 5-run lead in this bottom of the sixth inning. Maven went to his left and just bobbled it.
And the final in this one, 6-2 as the A's take game one. Bailey with the win. He's now 11-8 and just solid pitching all around. Other than a deep Aaron Judge home run, a solid night for the Athletics. And, Ken, you got to feel good leaving the ballpark as you take game one from the Yankees.
Homer Bailey did a great job, I thought, against a really tough offense, Chris. And as we said in the ninth inning, the Yankees have the third best on base in the American League at 345, which means they see a lot of pitches. They work the count. They work a lot of walks and did not walk anybody in 5 2/3. The Yankees are going to hit their home runs, right, Chris? So you've got to limit the damage. And so without walking anybody, the home run he allowed in the first to Sanchez, a solo shot, and he navigated through a lot of traffic. And if you can get through this lineup and go with no walks in 5 2/3, you're really doing your job.
And how much have we talked with our man Ray Fosse over the years where it's like, hey, if you're going to give up home runs, just make it solo home runs. Solo home runs don't kill you.
Yeah, and then Liam Hendricks with a bookend in the last two games against the Yankees, of course, Chris. He's the opener at Yankee Stadium in the wild card game, and he finishes up the ball game tonight.
And then a fabulous matchup tomorrow, J.A. Happ up against Mike Fiers. No one been hotter than Mike Fiers. I will see you back on Saturday when the Giants come to town, but get two more victories against the Yankees while I'm gone.
We will see you Saturday night. Thank you, Chris.
The great Ken Korak, the voice of summer, with you after the Athletics get the victory over the New York Yankees 6-2. The number is 510-897-1322. That's 510-897-1322. I want to hear from you leaving the ballpark. We'll get to your phone calls after this victory. But coming up next, Matt Olson, another home run, fabulous on defense, and he'll talk with Vince Catronio next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
At Kaiser Permanente, we're for the farmers market goers, outdoor explorers, cholesterol lowerers, and positive thinkers. We're also for our community. That's why we're supporting the total health, mind, body, and spirit of Northern California by investing in efforts that support school districts as well as youth and family services, helping you live a healthy life the way you see fit. That's what it means to thrive your way every day. Kaiser Permanente. Visit kp.org to learn more.
Of course, the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event is about exceptional offers, but it's also about the luxury of versatility and the freedom of a summer day coming together for you at the perfect moment.
Lease the 2019 RX350 for $389 a month for 36 months and we'll make your first month's payment.
See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Western area only and ends September 3rd, 2019.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
New year, new perks, same great value. The most flexible membership program in sports is back with even more benefits. 50% off concessions, $10 prepaid parking, 25% off merchandise, and increased access to the ballpark. Become a member today and unlock your access benefits for the remainder of the 2019 season, in addition to all of 2020. Sign up today by visiting athletics.com/access. athletics.com/access. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
A's Clubhouse continuing with first baseman Matt Olson following a 6-2 victory opening up the series against the Yankees. And Matt, looking back on this game, there are so many areas you can go. You certainly were a big contributor. Mark Canha, Homer Bailey, great defense. How complete a game did you see tonight performed by you and your teammates?
Yeah, you said it exactly. It was a complete game. Homer came out and gave up that home run to Sanchez early and then worked his way out of a couple jams, really threw great. And then, you know, against good teams, you just got to find a way to push some runs across. Obviously, we had the home runs, but a big hit from Piscotty with two guys on, finding one through the hole. And, yeah, just a good overall game.
What are you learning about Homer as a competitor? Here's a veteran that's been around a long time. and he's made a handful of starts for this club, and seems like, especially here at home, this is a place that's a good fit for him.
Yeah, he's just, you know, very professional. He knows exactly what he's trying to do. He has a game plan. You know, he goes out there and tries to, you know, execute it perfectly, and you know, that's all you can ask is someone to do the work, and obviously his stuff speaks for itself, but the preparation is there.
I know you did it in an ultimate way with a home run in the first inning, responding to their home run in the top of the first, but from the standpoint of just responding to a team and having a chance to do that, have that kind of moment for a ball club, what kind of a lift does that give the team when it's like, okay, momentum quickly comes back to the home side?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely big. We've kind of, seems like we've been doing that as of late. The Astros series is kind of responding whenever they scored. And, you know, it just helps, like you said, keep that momentum on your side. And, you know, momentum is definitely a big thing. When it gets rolling, you know, it can be swayed one way. And to be able to have that ability to come out and kind of answer to whatever they did and you know, shut it down, you know, that's big.
What did you hit?
Fastball.
And you, it was like the pitch that was up and you got it on the inside part of the plate. In terms of facing Herman, what were you expecting to see from him?
Yeah, he's a guy, he's got a good four-seamer. He's got good ride on it. So, you know, any guys with a good ride, you want to get in there and make sure, you know, you don't have any extra length in your swing. You want to be short to it and, you know, stay on top of the ball. And that was all I was thinking right there. You know, the result was good because of it.
Can you explain the confidence that you have in turning the double play, the belief that if the ball even goes to my right, I'm going to get things started as you did it? Unique one today, 3-6-1, but we've seen that happen before. And to have that snuff out a Yankees opportunity was a big moment. But just the way that you go about attacking that play.
Yeah, you got to. You know, it just falls under, you know, defense for me. I take a lot of pride in the defense, and you know, I'm out there, and I should be able to turn a double play just as well as Chappier or Marcus or Corbin or whoever's out there. So, you know, I'm out there to help the pitcher too.
And finally, from the other side, are people that are sitting in the stands and looking at the part of the schedule and who the A's are playing and wondering, ooh, big homestand, we're inside this clubhouse. How has it been about today's game, focus on today's game, and see where that takes us? And really, as far as this homestand is concerned, so far so good.
Yeah, I think we've been really good about that this year, last year. You know, just taking it day by day. Obviously, we're aware of, you know, the records that the Astros and the Yankees have, but we also know that we can for sure compete with these guys. And so, you know, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves and just got to show up and you know, get that day and move on to the next one.
Thank you, Ole. I appreciate it as always.
Yeah, thanks.
Matt Olson joining us. A's victorious by a 6-2 final. More of A's Clubhouse now with Chris Townsend.
When we talk about this thing being a sprint, I'm looking at the schedule right now, and I want to hear from you at 510-897-1322. That's 510-897-1322. Leaving the ballpark, even if you weren't at the game tonight, I want to hear from you at 510-897-1322. You take 3 of 4 from the Astros, and you open up with a win against the Yankees. It's big. It's big. And, folks, we don't have a lot of baseball left here at the Coliseum for the regular season. You're going to have 2 more against the Yankees, then you're going to have 2 against the Giants. Then they're going to go on the road, and there's only going to be 2 home stands left. You're going to have 1 in September, that is 3 with the Angels and 3 with the Tigers plus the makeup game. When you're back out on the road, and you're going to hit up Texas with Houston and the Rangers, and then 1 more home stand. At the end of the year, 3 against Kansas City, 3 against Texas, and that's it. This is a total sprint to the finish line. And you have so much going on around you. And how great was it tonight that you looked at the scoreboard, and you know what? When people say they're not scoreboard watching, they're lying. They're absolutely lying. We're human beings. Everybody's watching the scoreboard. Wouldn't be any fun if you didn't. The Mets take down the Indians 9-2. That's huge. Mariners beat the Rays 7-4. That's big. I mean, a lot went the A's way tonight. Unfortunately, the Chi Sox did not help out with the Twins. That was a 14-4 win for the Twins over the White Sox. And then Detroit, of course, is not going to stand up to the Astros, and the Astros beat them 6-3. But we're a virtual tie for the bottom wild card spot right now. This is awesome. This is what it's all about. And we said in A's Cast Live earlier today, our live talk show Monday through Friday that a lot of you now will be able to listen to that you weren't able to listen to before because you didn't have A's Cast on the TuneIn app. You do now after tonight. And we talked about it with Vince Catronio before the game. If the A's can get into the postseason, dealing with the schedule that they have, they will be battle-hardened. They will have earned it. They'll play some of the best teams in baseball to get it done. Let's go to Eric in Dublin. Eric, lead us off tonight here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, yeah, I was sitting out there in 126. I was watching Homer Bailey give up that home run in the first inning, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I wrote him off, but he's played strong through five and plus. I stood up for him when he clapped and got out the game. He did great.
Yeah, it can be a little scary when you know the Yankees hit a lot of home runs, they score a lot of home runs, and all of a sudden you have that leadoff home run, and you go, oh boy. But Homer Bailey has beaten them earlier this year when he was with the Kansas City Royals, and if you tell me Homer Bailey's going to go 5 2/3, give up one earned run, strike out 8, walk nobody against the Yankees, I'm taking that. I could see him being left out there and getting through 6. And really, if you get 6 out of Homer Bailey, you're taking that any day of the week against the Yankees.
All day long.
Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. And I got to tell you, when the Yankees are in town and both teams are – and this is the other cool thing about it is both teams – these games, we're in August – we're so used to seeing the Yankees come out early, seeing the Red Sox come out early because they want to send the East Coast teams away from the bad weather and send them out west. And those games, they mean just as much then as they do now, but they don't have the juice as they normally do. These games got the juice. They totally got – you know what's going on here. I mean, you look at the Yankees and the year that they're having, 83-34 – but they've now lost 2 in a row. And this is phenomenal for the A's to really go through this tough stretch. Because I can tell you for me, you know, when the team was in Chicago, it was like, man, you need to get as many wins as you can in Chicago because you're coming back and it's not going to be an easy homestand. When you talk about Houston and you talk about the New York Yankees. You still got the San Francisco Giants at the end of this thing. But this is what I love. I love how the A's just get better as time goes on. 36-17 since June 17th. Since May 16th, they're 53-28. And there's something about after the All-Star break that this team just flourishes. So the past 2 years post-All-Star break, so last year after the All-Star break and this year after the All-Star break, the A's are 64-35. How good is that? And it's all about winning series. From here on out, yeah, do you want to take 4 from Houston? But that's really tough to do, especially when Greinke is the last leg of that. But you take 3 out of 4. Tomorrow, you got your guy on the mound tomorrow. You got a guy that's been as good as anybody since May, and that's Mike Fiers. And you go out and get another great outing from Mike Fiers and guarantee yourself a win in this series, and you smell the blood in the water, and you can potentially sweep this, and I know that's cart before the horse, but that's what we do here in talk radio. The confidence that gives you the rest of the way. And you're going to get one more at Yankee Stadium at the end of the month. 30th, 31st, and 1st. And I love that too. I love the fact matching up with some really good teams. And you're still going to have 4 against the Houston Astros. This just prepares you for postseason baseball. As we've been saying here at 510-897-1322 here on the A's Clubhouse Show, they're playing playoff baseball in August. And what scares certain teams when they get in the postseason and you play somebody like this? Once we started seeing wild card teams make the World Series, when we saw a wild card team first win the World Series in the Angels in 02, what you saw is teams fighting for their life down the stretch. So by the time they got into the postseason, they were not sitting here going, oh, luckily we got in here. No, they became these fighters ready to fight, and the moment wasn't too big because they didn't really look at, you know, you put the bunting up and you know, you announce all the players and they get on the line. But to these teams that have been fighting and scratching and clawing just to get to the very end, they've already been playing playoff baseball. Every game they've been playing, they've been fighting for their lives. So now that you're just officially calling it postseason, they don't care. They're ready to rock. You fear teams like that because they're fearless. And by the way, watching this game tonight, and I know we've talked about it, and we need to keep talking about it, it truly is amazing what Mark Canha is doing. It truly is. You can look, hey, listen, we all expected Matt Chapman to be great. That's why his nickname coming up was Captain America. Everybody expected Matt Olson to be great and to hit home runs and be fabulous on defense. Marcus Semien is a great story. But now it's not even a big deal when we think back of Marcus Semien making those errors. Marcus is one of the better players in the American League. It's true. He is as steady Eddie as they come. The story right now, well, two stories. Because that's the one thing about you need to listen to A's Cast Live, our live talk show. We're able to be your eyes and ears on what's going on. We got to see Ramon Laureano running today, full speed, on the track. And then as he was coming off, I got an opportunity to talk with him. Hey, how you feeling? He wants to get out there as soon as possible. But Mark Canha, you can't say enough. Quickly, let's go to Roy. Roy's leaving the game. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, how you doing? Just want to thank you right there at the end. We were leaving, and you helped me load the app on the phone. I really appreciate that. Hey, we really enjoyed ourselves tonight. Me and my daughter and two good friends of ours, we're out there. Just the atmosphere out there in a treehouse was awesome. And we look forward to hopefully winning this thing out, man. We can do a lot if we just kind of just went out and then don't have to worry about looking backwards at all.
Yeah, once you're in a spot like they are now, you can honestly say your destiny is in your own hands. You win your games, take care of your business, and you'll find yourself in the postseason. That's a great thing.
Like you said, Mike fires tomorrow night, and then after that, you know, man, we could sweep this. I mean, like you said, one game at a time, but still, I mean, the way they're playing right now is like, wow, they're really kind of stepping up at the right time.
That is what this team does. It's their DNA, and it was great to see you, Roy, and great to thank you for the phone call. It was great to see everybody out here tonight in the treehouse. This was an experiment to see, you know, to let people know, hey, if you've struggled, and there's this one page that once you download the TuneIn app, all of a sudden this page comes up and it talks about starting a trial, 7-day, 30-day. There's an X in the top right-hand corner. You X out of that, and then you go search A's Cast, and it's free. It's 100% free. We need to talk about Mark Canha. We need to talk about Brody Brazil, Dave Stewart walking by after they're getting done with their broadcast. But we need to talk about Mark Canha. We need to talk about this win. And we take your phone calls at 510-897-1322. That's 510-897-1322. If you're listening in Sacramento,
Brody, we love you.
That's Brody Brazil, the great Brody Brazil, leaving the house here in the treehouse. If you're listening in Sacramento, if you're listening in Northern California, if you're listening in the Valley and you want to continue to listen to the postgame show that we call the A's Clubhouse Show, just get on A's Cast, and we'll have all that. You're going to hear from Homer Bailey. You're going to hear from Bob Melvin and so much more, plus the phone calls at 510-897-1322. A's with the win over the New York Yankees 6-2 right here on the A's Radio Network.
Everyone seems to be a big fan of A's Cast Live. Notable names like Mad Dog Chris Russo.
Very good. That's a tremendous job.
Matt Williams.
This is a very cool setup.
And even players from opposing teams like Orioles slugger Trey Mancini.
Not a bad little set we got going.
Yeah, a lot more official than I thought. It's nice.
Sort of a all A's all the time, almost like being in Green Bay doing a Packers show 24-7. Great job on you guys as far as.
You know, you get a chance to interact with all the guys, really, and aren't they fantastic? I mean, they're willing to come over and chat for a little while and be part of your show and be part of this city and this great thing we're trying to put together.
Join the party and download the TuneIn app on your Android or iPhone today and start listening to A's Cast Live every Monday through Friday during your afternoon drive.
It's a heck of a job doing this 24-7 every day of the year. Give you a lot of credit. Good luck.
Download the app today. Athletics.com/A's Cast.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Chris Davis with the A's 9th walk-off of the year. A long drive to right center that just kept on going.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of Oakland A's Baseball. You're listening to A's Cast, powered by TuneIn.
And let's get after the phones. You know, I love hearing from you if you're leaving the game. Let's go to Brent, who is here tonight, as Alex Jensen almost killed himself trying to break down the set here in the treehouse. Are you okay? Do I need to call 911? The face of A's all night, Alex Jensen. We don't want him to go on the IL. Go ahead, Brent, from the game.
Hey, yeah, I hope Alex is all right down there. Man, Chris, just a great win night. I like the previous caller said, these guys are stepping up at the right time. Like you said, it's in their DNA. It's what they do, seems like, just on a fairly consistent basis. But it's just a huge win. I had some big concerns as soon as Sanchez clubbed that no doubt or off homer. I was like, oh man, you know, this could be rough. Then he got into some trouble, then he wiggled out of it, and then just the response with the first four runs all coming with two outs. I mean, that's huge. Four runs anyway is huge, but to boot, they were all with two outs. That's big time clutch. And as you said also, we need to talk about Mark Canna. This guy is doing some special things for us. It's no secret that KD is really struggling. Canna, and while he has runs, he's getting on. And you look at, I believe it was the bottom of eighth, something like that. And he got like down 1-2, 0-2, just worked a count to work a walk. He gives you a great at bat more.
Your phone's breaking up. But yes, can we praise Mark Canna? Mark Canna has a 907 OPS. He's got a hitting streak of five games. Batting 351, 9 RBIs, 8 walks in 15 games in August. And he's playing center field every day. Every day. No one knew he could play center field every day. And if they said they knew, they're lying to you. Because Mark Canna's been here a while, and I remember when he got here. And they thought he was a DH first baseman. Can he play third? I don't know. Probably not. Mark Canna's playing center field in Major League Baseball every day and doing it well. Chris Davis goes out at DH. He steps in. Stephen Piscotty's out. He can play right. Ramon Laureano, oh, my God, he was arguably the best player for the A's at the time when he went out. Enter Mark Canna. I'm telling you right now, at the end of the year, if they get this thing into the postseason, we better be heaping a ton of praise on Mark Canha. I mean, as they say, duct tape might be one of the greatest things ever invented. He's like the duct tape of the Oakland Athletics. Maybe that should be his nickname on the back of his jersey this weekend. Duct tape. He's the duct tape of the A's. You got a problem? Put Mark Canha there. He'll fix it. That's what duct tape does. Absolutely unbelievable, the season that he is having. Let's go to Nate. Let's go to Greg in San Luis Obispo. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, what's cracking, Townie?
Just love beating the Yankees. Love beating those guys.
There is something extra special about kicking the Yankees' butt, no doubt about it. You know, especially coming, you know, down 1-0 to kind of, you know, dust that one off. You know, Homer really settled in. You know, you got to take what fans say with a grain of salt. I understand that. But I heard a lot of people chirping about, you know, Manea coming back, being in the rotation possibly. You know, a lot of talk about A.J. Puck, a lot of talk about Lizardo. And people saying, well, who's the odd guy out? And I've heard a lot of fans talk about Homer Bailey being that guy out if one of those guys was to come up and fill a rotation spot. No way. No way you take Homer Bailey out. He's been phenomenal for the A's since we've got him. He's had a couple hiccups, but, you know, to shut down that Yankees lineup like he did tonight, amazing performance by Homer Bailey. you know, want to get your thought on that. You know, Piscotty had a big hit tonight. I think that was crucial. He's kind of struggled a little bit since he's came back. You know, got that big two-strike hit tonight, drove in a couple runs. Was happy to see that. You know, Puck's in the building. Happy to see that, obviously. You know, my last thing is, I hate to say this because I don't want to be negative, but the one negative tonight that I saw, Townie, was I told my dad, we were both watching the game and we call each other during the game, big A's fan like myself. I said, Herman on the mound tonight with his curveball and how much he uses it, this is going to be a bad night for KD. You know, we all know KD's struggling. I don't know what you do at this point. I think it's just Melvin's flipping a coin each day when it comes to the lineup. I think if you're going to sit KD, you got to do it for an extended period of time. You can't sit him for a game, play him, sit him for a game. You got to sit him for at least a week, and then, you know, maybe throw Pinder at the DH spot and kind of see what Pinder can do. You know, he's been hot for the last, you know, month or so. Something's got to be done. But, you know, again, don't want to be negative. Great win tonight. You know, hopefully we can kind of take some of that momentum from the Houston series, you know, get the win tomorrow, and then go into game three playing with house money. You got 2 out of 3. Let's go for the sweep. So thoughts on those things, Townie. Thanks for the call, bud.
Love it. Yeah, Jesus Luzardo tonight, 78 pitches, allowed a run on 3 hits, 2 walks and 4 2/3, and struck out 5. And we're always going to be talking about these guys, but that's been my question. Who are you taking out? If you're bringing one of them up, who are you taking out? You're going to bring him up in September, no question, but who are you taking out of the rotation right now? And for KD, he's just lost. He's absolutely lost. He's not hurt. He's lost. And that third strikeout, that weird swing on the ball inside, this is a guy who was the premier power hitter in the American League, and he's just lost at the plate. It shows you how mental this game is. It's a game of failure. And when you start to fail, how do you get out of it? What do you do? Who do you talk to? Who do you work on? Who do you work with? How do you get back on track? When someone starts to lose it in baseball, it goes south fast. And it's tough to watch right now. 4Ks tonight? 4Ks? I don't even want to go over the numbers of what they are in the last 44 games. I've been tracking it. I don't even want to talk about it. It's below 190 the last 44 games with one home run. Let's go to Nate in Arizona. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show. Nate, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, how are you?
Great.
Listen, Chris, it was a great game tonight. I'm a avid fan of the A's, but I live in Arizona. And I know you always talk about loading the A's cast on the phones out in the treehouse. I can't get to you. I've got it on my phone, but every time I launch it,
I get a screaming error. Is that something you've encountered? And if so, what should I do about that?
There's nothing you can do about it because you're not in our territory. So what happens is Major League Baseball has given everybody territories. And so the bottom line is like, let's say, so we're the only team in baseball doing this, but soon everybody will be doing it. So let's say you grew up in Los Angeles and you're a Los Angeles Dodger fan and you now live in Arizona. Well, you're not going to be able to listen to, let's just call it Dodger Cast, because you're in the Diamondbacks territory. The only team you're going to get is the Diamondbacks. You have to be in the team's territory. And for us, south-wise, I think our territory goes down to San Luis Obispo, and it's about there where it cuts off. So I hate to tell you, that's not – we would love everybody in the world to be able to have A's Cast. It's Major League Baseball won't allow it because they don't want people switching into other people's territory, which I totally understand.
Yeah, I get that. And I kind of thought that might have been the issue. That's what I was telling the gentleman that was who answered the phone. But I was just hoping beyond hope because I was born and raised in the Bay Area. I love my A's. And I could get them on satellite, so I listened to all the games. But then when you switch over to A's Cast, I'm lost. I can't hear it. So
well,
I was just hoping.
But I'm telling this, though. You can go to the A's website, and you can download the podcast. So go to the A's website.
That.
Okay, so that's the best I can give you for somebody from out of town.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Chris. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. The number's 510-897-1322. That's 510-897-1322. We'll continue to take your phone calls, and we'll hear from the skipper. That's all coming up next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
A's fans know there are a lot of reasons to catch a game, and even more reasons to score your tickets at StubHub. StubHub has the best selection of 100% MLB verified tickets available, even after first pitch. Set a price alert, check the view, and get into the Oakland Coliseum, all on your phone. So whether it's a night out with the family or a day off with friends, when you need the A's, you need to head to StubHub. StubHub is an official partner of the Oakland Athletics.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? You need some help from Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SurroundSanFrancisco.com. SurroundSanFrancisco.com. Connecting you with new customers.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
The new Green and Golden Party Package is the best way to spend your summer out in the new Golden Road Landing in left field. With the new Green and Golden Party Package, you get access to this space, three drink vouchers for beer, wine, or soda, and a hot dog. Now with a special new promotional price starting at $44. That's a ticket, three drinks, and a hot dog for $44. Head over to athletics.com/party to book your day in the new Golden Road Landing. Some restrictions apply. This is A's Clubhouse.
Of course, the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event is about exceptional offers, but it's also about the luxury of versatility and the freedom of a summer day coming together for you at the perfect moment.
Lease the 2019 RX350 for $389 a month for 36 months and we'll make your first month's payment.
See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Western area only and ends September 3rd, 2019.
We're all tired of unpredictable weekend traffic slowing us down. Nobody wants to be late for the show, concert, or game, but you can avoid traffic and other driving hassles. This weekend, take BART. The best way to find out about fun events just a BART ride away is a little thing we call BARTable. Visit BART.gov/BARTable for deals, destinations, and exciting locations all near a BART station. Enter weekly sweepstakes and sign up for our email newsletter at BART.gov/BARTable. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. BARTable. More fun, less traffic.
You're out!
Come on, Hump. He was safe.
Listen, coach, I'm just trying to get us out of here so we can get to Cash Creek.
Ah, I'd love to hit the slots right about now.
Oh, yeah? I prefer blackjack.
And I could really go for a great porterhouse steak at C Square.
Well, how about a round of golf, eh?
On the award-winning course? Okay, fine. But I'll need a therapeutic deep tissue massage at the spa.
That sounds perfect. We're both out of here.
Cash Creek Casino Resort, proud sponsor of our Oakland A's.
From suite plans to single game suites, there's nothing like premium hospitality and Athletics baseball. New for the 2019 season, food and beverages are now included in all suites, plus options to create a three-game suite plan. Plus, select plans also include an A's Access membership, allowing you to attend every regular season home game. To learn more about A's suites, visit athletics.com/suites. That's athletics.com/suites. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
You want to talk, so let's get it on. Let's go to Dominic. Dominic, welcome to the A's Radio Network.
Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Great.
Tony, hey, I just wanted to weigh in a little bit. I really appreciate everything Corbin Joseph is doing, but, I mean, before that point of him getting called up, why isn't Pinder given a shot? You know, you give Cannon a shot and you see what he's doing. He's doing fantastic. I mean, let's give Pinder a shot. And dude, that guy has like crazy, like exit velocity. He mashes, like, and he can play every position. Why don't we give him a real shot instead of seeing him on the bench every day?
Well, that's a question I can guarantee you has been asked many, many times. Appreciate the phone call. I want to get to everybody. Yeah, why doesn't he get a more everyday shot? He's very valuable, though. You look at bench, you look at depth, you look at everywhere he can play. He can play all the outfield positions. He can play all the infield positions. I can hear Ray Fosse in his car right now going, he can catch too. I got you, Fox. He can play everywhere. And that his versatility is huge for the A's and their depth. But I hear you. You know what? You know what scares me? Pinder's the kind of guy that could go somewhere else, play every day, and then all of a sudden you go, hey, you never did. You never gave him that opportunity. Let's go to Big Mike from the game. Go ahead, Big Mike.
Hey, Chris. Great show, brother. First time calling you on this station here. But, yeah, hey, what a game. Hey, Chris, I missed you up on the treehouse. We were down section, I forget, 124, 127, over around that way. But couldn't meet you. I'm going to try to get that downloaded some way. But listen, Chris, you're absolutely right, man. The pitching staff deserves a lot. I mean, Mike Fiers, Homer Bailey, Chris Bassett, you can go on and on. These guys are really bringing it, and that's going to be a big part, Chris, of why we make it to the playoffs.
Oh, nail, hammer, hitting it right on the head. I mean, this starting staff, we were like, my God, in spring training, this is going to be a rut. Nope. The starting staff has held their own. You can throw out there now what you have with Roark, and now you got to give credit to what Brett Anderson has done. This starting staff has not been the problem. It has been an absolute strength. Defense is a strength. The starting staff has been the strength. So, yeah, I mean, praising these guys, you can't heap enough praise on them.
Exactly, Chris. Yeah, I did forget Roark. I mean, that guy, he's been sensational since he's gotten over here, man. It's been a great, been a pleasure to watch him. But, yeah, hey, Chris, go A's, man, and playoffs are looking good, I hope.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Joseph from Oakland. Joseph, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tony, I had one question for you. I had asked Roxy about this the night before last, but I wanted to know, how do you feel about this comment? If the A's were to ever keep a good young team around, this would be the team to do it. This would be the team that the A's organization should buy into when it comes to Marcus Semien, Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, Robbie Grossman, Piscotty. I mean, all these guys, even our platoon players, including Pinder and Canna. What do you think about that? And the A's, if they were ever going to, they should buy into this team right now.
Well, if there was ever a time to go on a run And there's nothing like winning. Winning's the greatest thing ever. It's the greatest deodorant of all time. It cleans up any stink. And everything they do on a daily basis is to not only win now, but to be prepared for a new ballpark. And you need to win now, because when you win, it gets everybody fired up. It gets everybody in politics fired up. It gets everybody in business fired up. It gets everybody in the organization fired up. And it makes doing business and getting this new ballpark opened, it makes it easier when you're winning. So when I think about what you're saying, could this be the most valuable young group in Oakland A's history? I'm not going to take anything away from the teams that won World Series. But the teams who won the World Series, they never produced a new ballpark. This team right now, these guys right now, this core with what's coming, today you saw Puck, Lizardo's going to be coming, Manaea's going to be coming, and all these different guys, with the young guys still coming up, with the young guys that are here, this could be the group that could be the most important, because this could be the core that helps you get over the top to get the new ballpark, which would set the Oakland A's up in Oakland for the rest of our lifetime.
That's what I'm hoping what will happen, because when we think about the money that we put into Marcus Semien, the money and the time, and we think about how long it took for Chapman and Olsen to build up in our farm system, I mean, this is the time for us to actually – we've already paid Chris Davis through arbitration and whatnot. So, I mean, right now it seems like this is the time that we actually extend people's contracts instead of letting them go to other teams.
And I know a lot of people feel the way you do, Joseph. Thank you for the phone call. Let's go to Thomas from Riverbank. Go ahead, Thomas. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Thomas, I have a couple Tony, I got a couple points to make. First of all, is I want to know where we're making room in our starting rotation. We got Manaea coming up. We got Puck. We got maybe one day Lizardo. I mean, but also the guys we have are pitching good. Like, I mean, where do we, you know, cut corners? Where do we, you know what I'm saying?
Until somebody falls off, I don't know how you take anyone out of the rotation.
Right, exactly.
Especially for guys that have never done – I mean, Manaea's thrown a no-hitter. Manaea's shown that he can win at this level, but he's still coming back from his shoulder thing. And that's a risk. That's a roll of the dice. And Jesus Lizardo's never pitched in the big league, so I don't know who you take out.
Of course, I get that. I also have one more thing to say. You know, I was sitting in the treehouse most of the day today, especially later in the game. I've been an A's fan since I was born, 1993. And, you know, I shouted out Dave Stewart. Come on, where you at, man? Give me some knuckles, dude. Like, this guy didn't even look at me. That's all I got to say, man.
He gave you the game face.
He gave me the game face, dude. He big-timed me, man. I've been out here. I've been out here, dude. Like, Stu, where you at? That's all I got. Peace out.
All right, yeah, I don't think he's got his game face on. He's Dave Stewart. Ray from Oakland, you'll be our final caller here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony.
Yeah.
So everybody, when that Olsen double play happened, I didn't even think he was going to throw the ball a second. And then when he did and turned it, the whole dugout's like, wow. I'll try to keep it clean. They're like, how did that happen? I mean, everybody was in shock. I mean, what did you think about that play? I thought he should have taken it out and been good with it.
He's phenomenal. I mean, he is – you think of what he does as an all-around first baseman for a guy his size, his ability to throw, the range that he has. He picks it as good as anybody. You could be looking at this next generation's, I don't know, who you want to, you know, there's been guys, you can say it's Keith Hernandez. You guys talk about Don Mattingly. JT Snow was phenomenal. There's been certain first basemen that were just, that guy's going to win the Gold Glove, and he's going to win it for years to come. We could be looking at that. We can take his offense to a different place here. You can just judge Matt Olson on how special he is purely on his defense.
Yeah, that was, I mean, he threw that ball sidearm, underhand, right on the money to Simeon. I mean, it was incredible. It just, I mean, everybody sitting there was like, "Wow, what just happened?" I mean, that's also enough for you.
And then you throw in the big bat and the home runs. I mean, he's a special guy. I mean, that's where one of the callers talked about this group could be so special. Yeah, this is the group that could lead you into the new ballpark. Did we lose Ray? Now it looks like he's got a bad cell. All right, let's pause for station identification right here on the A's Radio Network.
860 AM, The Answer.
KTRB, San Francisco.
Radio home of the Oakland Athletics.
All righty, we are going to get you ready for tomorrow's action, and we'll hear from Bob Melvin next right here on the A's Radio Network.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, "Show me sports," or "Show me baseball scores," and it's all right there. You can even watch games on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience, or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like MLB Extra Innings, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
A's mascot Stomper is headed to Food Max in Oakland. Come see Stomper on Wednesday, August 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Food Max, located at 3000 East 9th Street in Oakland. There will also be special in-store offers on Charmin, Bounty, Tide, and Downy products that you won't want to miss. Get your picture taken with Stomper on Wednesday, August 28th when you bring the family down to Food Max in Oakland. Want to add to your collection of A's memorabilia but can't make it to the Coliseum? During every weekend home series, the Oakland A's Community Fund will hold a digital silent auction through the MLB Ballpark app. You can bid on rare memorabilia items, including baseballs, jerseys, bats, game-used equipment, and autographed items. Proceeds from the silent auction benefit the Oakland A's Community Fund and its initiatives in the community. Download the app at athletics.com/ballpark app.
Of course, the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event is about exceptional offers, but it's also about the luxury of versatility and the freedom of a summer day coming together for you at the perfect moment.
Lease the 2019 RX350 for $389 a month for 36 months and we'll make your first month's payment.
See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Western area only and ends September 3rd, 2019.
This is a story about doers. It's also a story about possibilities and doing good with science, technology, engineering, and math.
Just say STEM.
Right. That's Dr. Laura Bottomley. She's mentoring a new generation of doers to use STEM to do good.
It's learning by doing.
Laura's inspiration knows no bounds. And the fact is, students can do remarkable things with STEM. And with support from parents, teachers, and businesses like Chevron.
All of us, really.
This generation may change the world. Chevron, inspiring future doers to use STEM for the good of us all.
The Bay Bridge Series is approaching, and the A's in the Capitol Corridor have partnered on a special VIP giveaway for the August 25th game against the Giants in Oakland. One lucky winner will receive tickets to the game, a $100 merchandise credit, a pregame field visit, and Capitol Corridor round-trip train tickets to conveniently get to the Coliseum. Visit CapitolCorridor.org for more information. With a 25% discount on travel to all Athletics home games and up to 30 trains a day between Sacramento and the Bay Area, all with food and beverage service, everyone is a VIP with the Capitol Corridor. Want to take home half of the 50-50 pot? This season, you'll have even more opportunities to test out your luck. The Oakland A's Community Fund will host a 50-50 raffle at every home game in 2019. Tickets are sold from gates opening through the last out of the sixth inning, from raffle sellers, or at the kiosk at Section 217. The winner will be announced in-game and will receive 50% of the jackpot, with the remainder benefiting the Oakland A's Community Fund. Learn more at athletics.com/raffle.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
The Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event is about exceptional offers and exceptional moments of summer. Don't miss your perfect moment to experience exceptional on a full line of Lexus vehicles now until September 3rd. Experience amazing at your Northern California Lexus dealer. Here is the skipper, Bob Melvin, after the 6-2 victory over the New York Yankees.
Well, New York obviously comes in with the baseball's best record playing well.
Yeah, I thought he was great. You know, he had a really good split again tonight. Keeps you off balance, can go up top with his heater. You know, breaking ball's just enough. But another night where he had a really good split, and that just, you know, pairs off his fastball really well. And it seemed like as the game went along after the first couple of innings, he got better and better.
Like you got ahead in the count a lot too throughout the night. Was that kind of, have you seen that last start and then the start as well kind of been the key for them?
Yeah, but the problem with those guys are they just foul so many balls off and make you work. Next thing you look up there and you're in an uncomfortable pitch count. You know, even going out for the sixth, I felt the stuff was good, but they made them throw a lot of pitches, and therefore I felt like we needed, you know, get Petit, what was it, 108 or something like that. But no, he pitched really well. It's just a team that makes you work, whether they're ahead, behind, or, you know, in the middle.
A couple of big hits and big defensive plays for Matt Olson. What did you think of his night tonight?
It's not a surprise. I mean, the last double play, I didn't even think he was going to throw it to second. I'm glad Marcus was there, because I don't know that anybody else thought he would actually try and make that throw and get the double play. And, you know, Petit go over and cover, too, was big. But he's as good as defense. He's going to win multiple Gold Gloves.
Bob, is there still a value in opening your season series against these guys with such a decisive winner after what you guys did last year?
This series?
Yeah, I mean, time facing the Yankees this year.
Well, I think, you know, Sanchez hits the homer, and now, you know, and he got out in a hurry, so now we have to answer. And I think the Olson home run was huge, you know, and then Canna follows it up. And so you'd like to start out well, especially at home, knowing we're going to play him, what, six times in the next 12 days or whatever it is. It's nice to get a first game win.
Obviously new season, but is it hard not to think back to that wild card game at all coming in?
Not once the game got going. But yeah, I mean, the first play, first time you play them, and you know, you can't help but think back the last time you played them. So yeah, and you know, there are a bunch of Yankee fans here, and you know, it was raucous crowd and the whole bit. And Sanchez, it's a home run, like I said. So it was important that we responded, and we did. So it ended up being a really good game for us.
You mentioned the defense. Canna's play there, the early on, the dive and roll.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen him come so far in center field. And, you know, that's another play. If it gets by him, now it's multiple bases. And, yeah, I mean, that's a big play. Against these guys, you have to make all the plays and make as many outs as you can. You can't give them extra bases and walk guys and put yourself in a position where one swing can hurt you. So, yes, that was a big play.
I know you've talked so much about Chris Davis and what he's gone through this year, and you guys have been very patient with him. What did you think of his at-bats tonight?
Well, he struck out four times. It's not the only guy that's done that. You know, his swings looked like they were pretty aggressive early in the game. The last couple of bats, maybe not as aggressive or maybe a little bit more tentative, but you know, we got to keep rolling with him. I mean, this guy's been so good for us for 3 years and is about as consistent as any power hitter in baseball, and he's going through a tough stretch.
Going back to Bailey for a second, we've talked about his splitter. How do you think that pitch, I mean, obviously that pitch is good, but how do you think that pitch also sets up the other stuff that he likes to do?
It does. You know, it allows him to pitch up and down. You know, he can elevate with his fastball, and the split kind of comes out of the same plane, and then can throw his slider and his sinker and kind of go side to side just enough. And when he's throwing strikes and he's getting ahead and he has that pitch, as we've seen since he's been here, he can be a tough customer.
It's time now for our next game preview brought to you by the Holiday Inn at the Oakland Airport. A's fans, remember the next time you're coming in from out of town for an A's game, check out our friends at the Holiday Inn Oakland Airport, where A's Access members receive a special discount on guest rooms. Give the Holiday Inn at the Oakland Airport a call at 510-638-7777. All baseball fans are welcome. All right, J.A. Happ up against Mike Fiers. A's Total Access will be at 6:05. Don't forget, A's Cast Live, our live show on the TuneIn app, will be on from 4 to 6. Roxy Bernstein will be in for me tomorrow. The great Alex Jensen, the face of A's All Night, which you'll hear tonight, will be in on Thursday. I'll be back on Friday doing A's Cast Live from 4 to 7. A's with the win, game one against the Bombers. It was a good one, 6-2. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the A's Radio Network.
For a little over a dollar a day, you can attend every or any 2020 regular season A's home game with A's Access. That's right, the most flexible membership program in sports is back, with increased access to the ballpark and even more benefits. As a member of A's Access, you'll receive general admission access to the entire ballpark for every regular season home game, in addition to a seat plan. Plus, every game you'll receive 50% off concessions, $10 prepaid parking, and 25% off merchandise. If you sign up today, your benefits will start now for the remainder of the 2019 season, including $10 parking, ballpark access, and 25% off merchandise. Get your membership today for a chance to also purchase 2019 postseason tickets. Now is the time to join A's Access. Get started at athletics.com/access. athletics.com/access.
Hit well. Back is Upton. At the track, at the wall, and out it goes for Steven Piscotty. A two-out, three-run blow.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of Oakland A's Baseball.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.